Seriously, you have to laugh. Great yarns and tall tales from the sporting fields, dressing rooms and commentary boxes of Australia. Written by Peter Fitzsimons and read by David Tredinnick. Mighty Merv and the Don. Back in the late 1980s, when the West Indies were at the height of their powers, it was a point of honour with them to pick 11 fast bowlers in every side. Some of them could bat, too, but the starting point was fast bowlers. The wicketkeeper was a fast bowler, the manager was a fast bowler, the bus driver was a fast bowler. Led by Malcolm Marshall, Curtly Ambrose, Courtney Walsh and Patrick Patterson, they mostly made short work of Australian batsmen, and on the 1988-89 tour, already had the series well in the bag as they headed for the final fifth test in Adelaide. How stunning it was, then, near the conclusion of Australia's first innings, when Merv Hughes came in to face the might of the West Indies attack and gave extraordinary resistance. Instead of poking or prodding or offering a straight bat, Merv started swinging. Sometimes he hit, sometimes he missed. Twice he snicked it and was dropped. Three times he snicked it over the slips cordon to finish the day at 72 not out. Now, the tradition in Test cricket, of course, is for the batting side to take a few beers into the dressing room of the fielding side to discuss the day's events. Not on this day. Merv takes two full eskies. He's going to give them blow by blow a full account of his innings, tell them how it felt for him and ask them how it felt for them. This is all going swimmingly, at least for Merv, as the West Indians get in and out of the showers when suddenly a hush falls across the room. It is Sir Don Bradman himself being ushered into the room by cricket officials from South Australia. Of course, each West Indian player stands up before the great man comes near him, shakes his hand, in the sure knowledge that one day they will be able to tell their grandchildren that one time they met the great Sir Donald Bradman. When, however, Bradman finally gets to the last man on the bench, it is to find the most fearsome fast bowler of the lot, Patrick Patterson, 2 metres tall of pure whipcord steel, who has just emerged from the shower and is resting his weary bones, still seated before him. The whole room falls quiet at the awkwardness of it, wondering what will happen. Finally, 30 seconds or so later, Patterson stands up, towers over the diminutive Sir Donald, squints down upon him and says,
"You, Sir Donald Bradman? You, Don Bradman? I kill you, man. I bowl at you. I kill you. I split you in two."
Bradman looks Patterson in the eye and coolly replies,
"You couldn't even get Merv Hughes out. You'd be no chance against me, mate.